Today is the disappearance day of Gorky Shortis Babaji, the spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We offer our prayers to Gorky Shortis Babaji with the following words: Namo Gaura Kishoraya Shakshat Bairagya Murtaye Vipalambara Sambodhi Padambojaya Te Namaha. The pranati, or offerings of pranam, begins and ends with the word namaha, or offering obeisances. We should always show our respect like that when we approach a senior personality, when we offer our prayers to the Lord, his associates. We begin by offering obeisances, we end by offering obeisances. In fact, some aspects of the Vedic system demand that mantras both begin with Om and end with Om, otherwise they're not considered to be potent or authorized. And as we were speaking about yesterday, offering of obeisances indicates humility. It indicates recognition of respect to a senior person. In this case, we're speaking about Gaura Kishoraya. Kishore means young boy, and Gaura Kishore refers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Often when we use the word Kishore, we're referring to Lord Krishna, and Gaura Kishore means Lord Krishna, who is in a golden form, golden complexion, and of course that's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is this Gaura Kishore? Shakshad Vairagya Murtaye. That means that he is the variable form or the personification of renunciation. All of the acharyas in our Gaudiya line were either in the renounced order of life or ultimately accepted the renounced order of life. Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted the Paramahamsa Babaji Vesh, because in the ultimate issue one has to give up all attachment to this material world. That's particularly represented by family, home, and everything in relationship to those things. Srila Prabhupada established the renounced order of life, sannyas ashram, even though his disciples were very young, many of them not really qualified to be sannyasis. For what reason? Because Srila Prabhupada wanted all of the members of the society to be conscious of the fact, by associating with sannyasis, that ultimately it's everyone's responsibility to turn their back on this world and all relationships that relate to this world, and focus everything on Krishna. Sannyas means satnyas, that one gives up everything, tyag, renounces everything for the sake of the absolute truth. Gaura Kishoras Babaji was such an extremely renounced person that his renunciation, like that of Raghunath Das Goswami's, cannot be imitated. We're all meant to be renounced in one way or another, and the sannyasis of the 20th and 21st century certainly live a different lifestyle than Gaura Kishoras Babaji and Raghunath Das Thakur Babaji. We travel in conveyances, we wear nice clothes, live in nice houses, eat nice foodstuffs. Whereas Gaura Kishoras Babaji renounced all of these things, had no shelter, or very humble shelter, and ate just some soaked water within a skull. Excuse me, he ate rice soaked in water that was held in a skull. He had no possessions other than the clothes that he wore. And if we read Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's glorification of his spiritual master, then we'll see the extraordinary detachment of Gaura Kishoras Babaji. Why then is it that sannyasis in ISKCON are allowed to use the facilities of the material world in a way that Gaurakishoras Babaji didn't? The answer to that is because the essence of sannyas, which as I mentioned is to give everything up for the absolute truth, is represented by ISKCON sannyasis, similar to the way it was displayed by Gaurakishoras Babaji. Gaurakishoras Babaji displayed the renunciation of not possessing anything, whereas ISKCON sannyasis are meant to show how to engage everything constructively in the service of the Lord without being attached to anything. Thus, in both cases, the essence is the same. In one has no possessions. The other one has no possessions, but engages so many of those things given up by traditional sannyasis of India because it serves Krishna's purpose. If our preachers wear torn clothes, if they don't reside in temples, if they don't eat the same foodstuffs that others do, if they don't mingle with grihasthas and women in order to preach Krishna consciousness, then the Krishna consciousness movement will not spread, and the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission will not be achieved. Therefore, devotees give up the opulence of having absolutely nothing and living in the holy dham, wearing simply a gamsha, and engage the opulences that come as a consequence of preaching solely out of duty to Krishna. If, however, they become enjoyers of these opulences, then they become fallen and degraded and are no longer worthy to be known as sannyasis. And Srila Prabhupada expected not only his sannyasis, but even his grihasthas, brahmacharis, to be shakshadvairagyamurtaye, that within their hearts, like Ramananda Roy, like the Pandavas, they should be unattached to whatever material facilities they receive as a consequence of Krishna's mercy, as a result of their services, and as a fruit of their past activities. And in addition to this renunciation, it's described Vipralambara Sambodhi, that Gaurakishoras Babaji was always absorbed in the mellow of separation from Lord Krishna. That mood of separation is described to be like a great ocean, Ambodhi. The fact that these two things, renunciation and great feelings of love, are described in this pranati, are not coincidental. In order for one to actually be detached from this world, one must be attached to Krishna. Thus we can practice detachment to the degree that we're attached to Krishna. Otherwise, simply detachment from things without that type of proportional attachment is artificial, it's unreal, because the nature of the living entity is to enjoy, to be connected with the source of enjoyment. If that enjoyment doesn't come from spiritual experience, then one will turn again to the experiences and sense objects of the material world. And that kind of detachment, which is not decorated with love for Krishna, will be the source of fall down. But what type of love is it that Gaurakishoras Babaji had for Krishna? Vipralamba. Vipralamba implies the type of love which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, the love of service and separation from Lord Krishna, the type of love that Srimati Radharani exhibited when Krishna left for Mathura. It is this type of extreme, intense attachment to the Lord that was the opulence of Gaurakishoras Babaji. And this is what it really comes down to. When we become rich, with the wealth of attachment to Krishna, then automatically we become detached from material things. We find these things unattractive, detestable. In fact, devotees do not even have any awareness that there's such a thing as being attached to matter, because matter is just something which is disconnected or used without connection to Krishna. But a devotee who loves Krishna, Krishna explains, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, he sees everything in connection to Krishna. Therefore, for him, nothing is matter, everything is spirit, and there's no question of renunciation or giving everything up, because he sees that everything is connected to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna, and such a devotee always tries to engage everything that is in his possession or everything that exists in Krishna's service. And this type of renunciation is possible by everyone, regardless of their varna, regardless of their ashram, regardless of their age. So it's a great art to learn this internal detachment while externally contacting the material world. However, it's the process of Yukta Vairagya that Rupa Goswami gave us, and what Gaur Kishordas Babaji has embodied. In other words, by his external behavior, he has shown us how we should act within. We don't need to behave externally the way Gaur Kishordas Babaji does, as that is no longer possible, neither is it attractive in a preaching movement. However, within, we should be equally detached, and therefore we should meditate upon these wonderful pastimes of Gaur Kishordas Babaji, offer our respects to him, beg for empowerment from him to become free from matter in the way that he was free from matter, and attached to Krishna in the way that he was attached to Krishna. And of course, how to do that? Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, his only disciple, showed us the practical means of achieving these types of detachment and attachment. It's possible by preaching, by spreading Krishna consciousness, by using everything that we have in Krishna's service, not thinking that we're the proprietor of everything, and that whatever we have is meant for glorifying Krishna. If we live like that in this world, knowing that our friends, family, acquaintances, home, everything is meant for Krishna's glorification, and we have no more rights over these things than anyone else within this universe, other than the duty that has been given to us to engage these things in Krishna's service, then we will have understood the mood of Gaur Kishordas Babaji. And of course, Srila Prabhupada continued this teachings of his Guru Maharaj, and he showed us in a very relevant way how we can also interact with this world while at the same time aspiring for the perfections of great personalities like Gaur Kishordas Babaji.